Let's say there's a use of force incident and it turns violent when the officer and another person get into an altercation. The Florida Police Benevolent Association's Matt Puckett says in that case, having a body camera is helpful for several reasons.
The officer has to recount, you know, what happened with some detail, you know, where the blows came from, who threw the blows, where each blow landed. You know, I don't know how many of the listeners have been in a fight in a long time, but, that, you know, that's a hard thing to recount, especially in a report, especially if there is a potential civil suit or a serious criminal charge being leveled against either the suspect or the officer.
Puckett says allowing officers to review the footage before writing a report or making a statement is crucial for accuracy and transparency, and they can do that now under a bill just signed into law by the governor.
So there's always this apprehension that we're trying to give some kind of advantage to the law enforcement officer, but in reality, we're really not. These cameras are already in cars. It's a practice that you review your dash cam footage beforehand.
The new law would not apply if there's an active crime scene or if a suspect needs to be identified right away. But despite the backing of the Florida Police Benevolent Association, the Florida Sheriff's Association, and the Florida Police Chiefs Association, some lawmakers on both sides of the aisle expressed concerns throughout the legislative process. State Representative Chevron Jones says he still has concerns. For the past couple of years, the West Park Democrat has filed body camera bills, but he didn't sponsor the new law.
When the PBA came to me and shared with me that there was a type of body camera bill that would allow the police officers to view footage prior to it becoming public, I still have some heartache about that, because nowhere within that language did it say who's watching that footage with you. How do you ensure that an individual is not tampering with the footage that they're watching? And that worries me.
And while the measure did pass unanimously in both the House and Senate, Jones says he was just a reluctant yes vote.
In good faith, I voted for it because the sponsor and the PBA at that time assured me that the bill did not do that and the integrity of the process would be upheld. I don't know how much I believe that. It scares me that there are still bad actors in every sector. And I'm afraid that there can be some unintended consequences in that.
The new law takes effect July 1st. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.